bit by bit, putting it together, piece by piece. Only way to make a work of art. Every moment makes a contribution. Every little detail plays a part. Having just the vision's no solution. Everything depends on execution. Putting it together, that's what counts.
And welcome. You're listening to Art on the Air, WFP 103.1 FM. This is our weekly program covering arts and arts events in Valpo and throughout Northwest Indiana. I'm Larry Breckner of New Perspectives Photography, right alongside here with Esther Golden of The Nest.
Aloha, everyone.
And that's in Michigan City. We are your hosts for Art on the Air. Hey, by the way, our underwriters for Art on the Air are Valparaiso University's Brower Museum and our landlord here in this beautiful tech building, Walt Breitinger. If you'd like to find out more about leasing space in this wonderful historic building, call 219-462-5821. That's 219-462-5821. And I'd like to thank Walt and the Brower for their generous support. Always thanks to Greg Kovach, WVLP station manager and engineer. Well, not engineer, but he's helping us with engineering today.
Well, he's half engineering.
Yes.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you so much. Hey, if you're interested in being a guest or send us information about your arts, arts-related event, exhibit, or appear as an artist, email us at artontheairwvlp@gmail.com. That's artontheairwvlp@gmail.com. Our program, along with all of our programs, are streaming live at WVOP.org. Art on the Air is rebroadcast on Monday at 5 p.m. And we have our show archive, or you might say podcast archive, at breck.com/AOT. That's breck, BRECH.com/AOTA. You can listen to all of our past shows. Our shows are also carried on WIUN Red Hawk Radio, their IUN Northwest closed circuit radio, and everything like that. By the way, I'd like to wish everyone a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. And up front of the show, Esther and I will be taking a break next week, but we do have a show for you. It's an encore presentation with a Dunes theme. We'll be bringing in together Saving the Houses of Tomorrow, and that's Teresa Badovich and Robin Carilasso.
The Century of Progress
Century Homes. Of Progress Homes, yes. And then the Dig the Dunes founder, Eve Wozbicki, she'll be here, and then we'll have a whole Dunes theme show, and that'll be on the 31st. You can also check out our art calendar online when you go to our site. So, first of all, we'd like to remind you that we're a community-supported radio station. We're looking for your support. Whatever you can do, whether you're a regular listener, you listen to a specific show, we depend on you for your local support. Esther and I especially would love if you became an underwriter of this program, Art on the Air.
Yes, indeed.
So we have various levels that you can give at. If you're a business, so we have underwriter levels. We'll mention your thing several times during the show, also throughout the broadcast week. So if you can do that, find out more about that at WVLP.org/support. That's WVLP.org/support. We don't want you to just be a listener. Become a supporter or underwriter, because don't give till it hurts. Give till it feels good. And you'll feel so good about supporting WVLP and its mission here. So we're going to move on to our arts calendar for this Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
And we'll start with Porter County. Well, at the Valparaiso University Center for Arts, Corey Hagelberg, No Beauty and New Acquisitions, as the selections on there. Also, Broadbent Lentiling is part of that exhibit, and we'll have them on June 7th, our next show when we're back live, to talk about that. That's running all through May through August 4th. There'll be a gallery talk on July 10th, so you can listen to that. So they'll be here on June 7th. The Village at Pines Gallery, Kathy Lost Rathburn's exhibit featuring there, opened on May 19th. It's running for 2 months. It's called Regional Industrial Insights. We went to her gallery talk last weekend, so she can't, unlike her traditional watercolor work that she does, it's a lot about industry in Chicago and Northwest Indiana. She used to do like mostly scenics and, you know, pastoral type scenes, so it's a kind of departure. Anyway, so you can see that at the Village Gallery at Pines Village in Valparaiso. Chesterton Arts Center in Chesterton on 4th Street. May You Have Flowers exhibition continues through May. And it's a wonderful exhibit that has all flowers as its theme of different things, including jewelry, which was actually the best to show. Mac Van Der Ryan continues with Critique Night there on the first Wednesday of each month, so that will be coming up. Dick Church is offering a six-week beginning watercolor class, and they'll be beginning on Friday, May 31st, so you can contact them. And Jennifer Martin, who is the wonderful youth teacher there that has kids for all, they have summer art camps of all different ages and times. Contact Chesterton Art Center at Chesterton Art.com, and you can find out more, or you can go on Facebook and find them. Art Barn They're having their 26th annual juried exhibition, which opened on May 18th and continues through June 27th. It's open for painting, drawing, a whole wide range of things, even sculpture. And they're also starting up open mic performances, so you can do that also. So you can listen to those. Contact them at artbarnindiana@gmail.com for information. They're also on Facebook or the web. Artsy Fine Arts and Antiques in downtown Chesterton, a new little gallery, which I have a few pieces in as far as it's a little commercial.
When
color.
Did that happen?
I've been there for about 6 months or so.
Oh, all
so.
Right.
But anyway, on May 31st, they're going to have a macrame dream catcher class with Cornelia Baum. So you can do that. Also, they will have an acrylic pour class on June 8th. They'll use two canvases, and with Carrie Sikowski will be doing that. You can contact them at ArtZ Fine Arts and Antiques on Facebook or on the web, and you can find out information about that. Dig the Dunes, along with South Shore Arts, have teamed up to create a unique set of dunes postcards, especially for our wonderful Indiana Dunes, both State Park and National Park. There'll be 24 selected. They'll be putting them into 3 packs of 8. Deadline for submission is coming up on May 31st, so all photographers or artists and things can submit their work for consideration. Dune Photography Club continues at Red Cup Cafe with their Too Big, Too Small exhibit. They have 20 of their photographers with 62 pieces on display. The exhibit continues through May. Red Cap Cafe is located right in beautiful downtown Chesterton on 115th Street. The Ellen Firm Gallery in Beverly Shores continues to have the egg tempera artist Kai Kostofanoff all the way through May. And if you haven't seen this exhibit, it's very unique. Her work is definitely what I call old master-like. It definitely has an old master feel to it.
Oh, yeah. Her theme as well as the way she paints.
It's
egg tempera, gilding.
It's amazing.
It is.
So if you get a chance, go check that out. And finally, to celebrate the 61st National Park, which is, of course, the Dunes National Park, they're going to have a special art exhibition at the Indiana Welcome Center in Hammond. They'll be doing a celebration, kind of like a ribbon-cutting type thing, exhibit on Thursday, June 6th from 5 to 7 p.m. And it's celebrate having the 61st National Park as part of our national park system. Too bad Ken Burns didn't do his documentary now. We would have been included.
Right there.
So that's about all we have. I put that in you. It's a Porter County event, but it's also kind of a Lake County event. But we'll now move on to LaPorte County and Esther.
LaPorte County. The Thaddeus C. Gallery is located in downtown LaPorte at 822 Lincoln Way. Rush is their current exhibit. Their gallery hours are 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Their telephone 219-326-8626 or find them on the web at thaddeusc.com or on Facebook, Thaddeus C. Gallery. Lubesnik Center for the Arts has their exhibit Nature Versus Everything, and that exhibit runs through June 8th, and it features 9 contemporary artists in a new environmentally minded exhibit that explores the perilous battle between humanity and the natural world. There's also a large scale installation in the Susan Block Gallery on the second floor. It starts with an animated video of a charcoal-drawn landscape with its inhabitants and extends into 3 colorful dimensions so that the viewer becomes part of the art. Southern Shore Art Association, that gallery is located at 724 Franklin Street, and their new exhibit is a all-painting show called Patterns, Color, and Light, and it runs through June 2nd. It's oil painting, acrylic, watercolor, and pastels with light, color, or pattern as the major element for that exhibit. The gallery is open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 12 to 5 p.m. Visit their website, southernshoreartassociation.com, or their Facebook page, Southern Shore Art Association. The SFC Gallery is at 607 Franklin Street and is showing the work of photographer Albert George. He works exclusively with black and white film, usually medium and large format, and he creates prints by hand in the darkroom using traditional printing techniques. This exhibit runs through the end of the month. Their website is sfcgallery.com, and their Facebook page is SFC Gallery. I saw that exhibit the other day, and he uses himself as the model for a lot of these. And
I've seen people. Well, you know, Carol Estes has done that, too. She modeled herself in a whole series. That's always intriguing, to get on the other side of the camera as a photographer.
I know. It's very interesting. Blink Contemporary Art at 1709 Franklin Street. They have the exhibit Artists Do Artists. Have you ever wondered who inspires or influences artists? They have a large list of artists who will be exhibiting, and it's a really, really great exhibit. Greg Hertzlieb, the former host of this show, he is one of the artists, and he has 2 fabulous, incredible pieces in that show. The show will run through July 28th, and Blink can be reached at 773-206-0426 or on the web at blinkcontemporaryart.com or Facebook Blink Contemporary Art. Rising Phoenix Gallery at 2803 South Franklin Street will have the work of Dorothy Graydon. This exhibit is called Timeless Mysteries, and if you go see Dorothy's work, you'll see why it has that title, and it runs through June 2nd. It's a beautiful exhibit.
Her work always fascinates me. I mean, you think about the themes and everything, and you know, when we had her on the show, how she does skin diving or scuba diving.
Scuba diving, yeah.
And does all that wonderful thing inspired from that. It's just amazing work.
Yeah, it's so multi-layered, and she travels extensively to do her research.
Right.
And yeah, she's very interesting. Gallery hours, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, 10 to 4, Saturday, 10 to 6, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Their telephone is 480-216-2583. Facebook page, The Rising Phoenix Gallery. Nest, located at 803 Franklin Street. The exhibit we have now is the photography of Joel Brussel, titled The Somewhere Else of Being Here. And all the images were taken within 4 to 5 blocks of where he lives in the Michigan area. But they have the appearance of being otherworldly. And all the photos are taken with an iPhone 7, and he's blown them up quite large. And they're really fabulous. Ongoing in the Nest. We're going to be picking another date to start oil painting, so be on the lookout for that. It'll be on Mondays, probably from 6 to 8 p.m., and please sign up ahead. Well, it'll be on an event on Facebook. Drum Circle every second Friday of the month with Don Wenig at 6:30 p.m. We're going to take it outside while the weather is nice. Every third Saturday of the month at 7 p.m., we have the Every Kind of Talent Show with Captain Ambivalent as the Master of Ceremonies.
Ta-da.
And this is this is vaudeville meets show and tell meets open mic meet Captain Ambivalent.
Right.
We're always looking for magicians, dancers, opera singers, filmmakers, actors, comedians, poets, storytellers, solo or musical groups. We had a fabulous whole group of musicians 2 months ago, I think. Visual artists, demos, sign up ahead to guarantee a spot, but you can also sign up the night of the event, pending space and time. Best way to reach us is email thenestmichigancity@gmail.com or Facebook message. We also have tickets for the Swale Music Fest in Michigan City, and our guest today, Chris and DJ with Stop Drop Rewind, will be one of the featured musical performers at Westcott Park on Saturday, June 8th from 1 to 10 p.m. Tickets are $15 pre-sale and $20 at the gate, free for children under 12. Please contact the Nest Michigan City if you're interested in having a vendor booth at the Music Fest. We still have a few spaces left. So we're looking forward to talking to both of you about Swale in a minute.
Well, and that's a great LaPorte County calendar. And if nothing else, to go see Captain Ambivalent in gold boots and a cape. I mean, that's worth it going.
Yeah, his lyrics are so clever, and he's so delightful. And there's always surprises. He's, like, very, very wonderful.
Well, now we're going to move on finally to Lake County. 119th Street Artists at Cornerstone Gallery. They now have a call for art for their Concepts and Compositions. Will be their last show in the Cornerstone Gallery, or last Concept and Compositions show. So contact them at 119thstreetsartist.org. You can find out information. They also have a Facebook presence. And in September, October, their very, very final exhibit at the Cornerstone Gallery before they are moved out of there. It was part of the Centier Bank, and it still is, but the Centier Bank is expanding and taking the space back. So
so do you have any news? Their next collaboration?
I've not heard if they're my feeling is, and the next thing on my thing is Studio 659, which is just down the street. Maybe they could join together because they're both in Whiting,
and that would be so good.
So I'm hopefully that, which brings me to Studio 659, which is in downtown Whiting on 119th Street. They have superheroes, cult classics, and the underappreciated inspired is their current art that are inspired by superheroes and the like. You can find out information about that at studio659.org. After we do our trip to Munster, I got to stop by there and pick up my pieces from the previous exhibit. So anyway, you can find out information about their current exhibit at studio659.org. Fandom. South Shore Arts. Well, they, of course, in fact, fact, I saw in their current email to us today that their registration for summer classes are filling up fast because they begin on June 10th. So if you want to get little Sally and Jimmy into some classes along with adult classes, now is the time to get in touch with them.
I saw the lineup. It's a really great, diverse offering of classes.
South Shore always does that. I know both Carolyn and myself taught their acting classes and things for many years. Also, remind you about reservations for their 26th annual Bozarth Balls. Their theme is Rock It Man. One small step for you, one giant leap for arts. It'll be on Friday, June 7th, beginning at 6 p.m. It's a great fundraiser, a great event to support the arts there. We're currently in the Bachman Gallery coming up on next month. Or right now, Trent is going to be Renee McGinnis, and we'll talk about it. It's going to be Tales from the Biosphere. So that'll be coming up June through August. We'll have more about that as we get closer. The Atrium Gallery continues with the Celebrating Birds with Kimberly Bett, Christina Ganowski, and Sue Galambas. And that continues through June 16th. So, and the artist reception is coming up Sunday, May 26th, 1 to 3. So if you have nothing else to do, Memorial Weekend, you might want to head out there and at least have some free wine and crackers or something. Toll Theater, Wendy Wilkin, is called Guardia Limitatas. That opened on May 3rd, continues through June 20th. So that Toll Theater is located on Holman Street in downtown Hammond. So if you go see a show there, or even if you just go pop in, you can go see what the art is. Cafe Fresco in Crown Point, part of the South Shore Arts. Wendy Wilkin will be doing Guardia Limitatas, also a second part of her exhibit, the split, and it'll be there also through June 2nd. So they're splitting her exhibit to two places. Miller Arts and Creative Districts. They will be ending Carmelis Saccarino's Evidence of Time Spent exhibit and now start the portion of the Haunts exhibit that was at South Shore Bachman Gallery. So you can see that, and there'll be another artist reception for that on May 31st. So you can see that. Gallery hours there are Thursdays and Fridays from 12 to 6 p.m., Fridays from 6 to 9, and Sundays 1 to. You can find out information at millerbeacharts.org. And finally, South Lake Artists Cooperative, commonly known as SLAC, because the artists like to call themselves slackers. They're concluding their geometry exhibit at Wild Rose Brewery in Griffith, and they also opened a second exhibit called Texture at Sip Coffee House in Crown Point. They're only found on Facebook. That's South Lake Artist Cooperative, so you can find out information about what they're doing and everything. So if you'd like to send us your arts information, again, that's artontheairwvlp@gmail.com. That's artontheairwvlp@gmail.com. And again, you'll be hearing this show rebroadcast on Mondays at 5 p.m. And you can find us at brech.com/AOTA. And we also have our arts calendar on there now. Click a link there.
Yeah, that's so good.
So we're trying to expand what we're offering to you, make this audience friendly. And again, we'd like to thank again Brouwer Museum for our support and Walt Breidinger, who supports our station. Well, now, we have two people I have never met, but I found out that we do have some commonality in everything, and we'll talk about that. We have two members of Stop, Drop, Rewind, and they formed a group. We'll talk about their history and everything. That's kind of a unique prog rock, jazz tinge, progressive rock for audience across Midwest and beyond. So welcome Chris Lone and DJ Crenson. How you doing?
Great, how are you?
We're doing great. Glad so let's talk a little bit about where you come from and how you got to Northwest Indiana.
Okay.
Chris, go ahead. You start.
Sure. Everybody's looking right at me.
Yeah, we're looking right at you.
Good morning. Yes. We are originally from Towson, Maryland, which is right outside of Baltimore, Maryland. And we went to middle school and high school together as young people, like you do.
In our youth.
In our younger days. And we were the ugliest kids in science class, so no one wanted to be partners with us. So we did a project together on plankton.
And barracudas.
Oh.
Two things that go together.
So many interesting things nicely. Happen in science class.
We got a better grade on barracudas than we did on plankton. I still have that barracuda report at my house. Unlike
B plus.
I'm pretty sure I have that sitting around somewhere.
A B plus only?
I think so,
only?
Yeah.
That's not too bad. You know.
Yeah, we got grounded for a month for that.
Yep. Guys, as ugly as we were, we're expected to be smarter.
And so we did bands in school and then outside of school, like with our own stuff, pretty much since 2000 when we started playing. We kind of taught ourselves to play together. And then we went to school out here for college. We went to Valparaiso University right down the street. And I started in 2007 and then DJ transferred out.
pretty much exclusively to join this band.
Yeah.
We've been playing together for so long, I just thought, you know, I'd like to see it through together as well. I had been going to University of Maryland studying business. It was not for me. It's for a lot of people, and that's great, but it was not for me.
Were you playing in a band while...
I was. I was playing drums in a band called Good Luck Elijah at the time.
They had good shows.
Yeah, we drew much better than any band that you and I have ever been in.
That is true.
So I regret that every day, but no, I'm kidding. I wanted to be, you know, he released some music with the current lineup, or the original lineup of Stop, Drop, Rewind, and I thought it was good. I believed in it, and so I transferred out here to study something else and to be in this band, which I am still doing, so that's...
And what did you study?
Good choice.
English was my
English,
major,
okay.
Yes.
So, well, I know that DJ and I have a common connection, and I think both of you, with the jazz band at Valparaiso University. Someone in my life played in that jazz band.
Yeah, Lauren was the first alto to my second tenor my junior year, her senior year.
There you go. My daughter played in that. One story I always like to tell, I told Chris off air, is I remember she transferred from Purdue Calumet because you know she wanted to go to Valpo to study music. So she's playing at Duffy's and everything, so my wife and I show up. And sure enough, there we are, and Jeff Brown is up there leading, turns around, and he says, "Oh my gosh, it's Larry Breckner. I've known him for years." And my daughter rolls her eyes because, like, she can't go anywhere without that. So she thought she escaped that from Valparaiso. So you both were in jazz band.
Yes, we were.
And did you do any other music things at Valpo? Or?
I did chamber concert band.
Okay.
Because I taught myself tuba in high school so I could do marching band. And so that actually kind of paid off because then I did do a tour with the, because they tour every spring, that chamber, concert band, or like the wind band.
The Windiana?
No, that's, Windiana is all teachers and professors.
Well, actually, Lauren actually went to China with Windiana.
Really?
Yes.
Maybe that's not what
she
I'm thinking
She was not
of
at Valpo at the time
oh,
either.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's
she
awesome.
Went with
them. So, where did you travel to?
Not China.
Not China.
Not China.
I went to an exotic land called Colorado, though, so that was cool. It was like a Midwest tour, so... Illinois, Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, Colorado, Iowa.
It's exotic.
In March, which is a very seasonable time to go.
Time.
It was warm one day. I played a lot of catch with like a jacket and like pants and stuff on. Because me and Alex Warman took baseball gloves and played.
Oh, I remember
hearing
about it. I wasn't at VU yet when that happened. I was still in Maryland.
That was pretty grueling, actually, though, because Dr. Jeff Dobler, who runs that, and he's like a huge like music educator in like the country, in like the Midwest. And I'm sure you've met him before, but so it's like, and it's super like everything's real organized and like boom, boom, boom. You know, everything's going right through, and you play it like he generally sets it up. So you play in the morning for like a school or some kind of educational thing, because that's like his big focus. And then you drive however far you need to go to the next place. Then you have a rehearsal, and then you play like a hall or a church thing that night. So you could be playing like up to three sets a day, like every day.
Just like the real world of playing music there, like making a living, except you're not getting paid, so to speak.
That's correct. I felt bad for all the basketball and football players who don't get paid, and they do that for a whole semester or the whole year there. It was really fun, though. It's just by the end of the night, your jobs are completely shot.
So now that you transplanted from Maryland to Northwest Indiana, what kept you here? That's kind of a curiosity. A lot of people in the region tend to want, and I don't agree with this necessarily, but they seem to want to flee the region.
Sure.
Yeah, we have a lot of things going on here, but, you know, coming from Maryland, why?
Well, I mean, part of it was just the fact that when we graduated, everyone in our band was from here. So it's just, you know, it just made sense to stay. You know, we'd spent all this time creating a band and cultivating a following, and that's all based around Northwest Indiana as our home base. So if we had gone back to Maryland, we basically would have forfeit all of that work, other than, you know, the two times a year we'd be able to make it out here to play. So I think that was a big part of it, but we do just like it out here.
Mm-hmm.
I know. It's
right?
Great.
Yeah.
I also like to live out here. I like living in Valpo. I have noticed that, though. That's like in the culture
here.
Out here of, like, you just grow up and you, like, hate it and you have to move. most
then you
people come back.
Yeah, but then you
I've
come back.
I've also now lived here long enough to notice that as well.
Well, you know, and I always said this before, is if you take took Northwest Indiana and transplanted it like away from Chicago, it's about the size of Indianapolis. So, you know, and unfortunately we suffer from being in the shadow of Chicago in many ways, and so that kind of hurts us. And so people, I don't think, regard
us. It benefits us too, though.
It does.
Being close to Chicago is helpful and cool. And I like being able to go.
Just go play.
And see, because big tours hit Chicago, and like a lot of my favorite bands who wouldn't hit a smaller market, they're not like gigantic bands, but they're generally doing it themselves, so they hit
larger markets,
less towns. Yeah, and so we can catch them. Like we just saw bands called Thank You Scientist and The Reign of Kindo in Chicago last month.
It's just Kindo now.
Oh yeah, it's just Kindo. Sorry, they changed
in
case
they're listening
after many years. And so that was a smaller on like the grand scale tour, but bigger than we are, and so it was very cool to go see that. Cause you saw their post. Most of the shows were sold out on that run, which is awesome for them.
Mm-hmm. I'm a top fan on their page now. So
are you really?
I am, yes. I don't know. I've been waiting to brag about that till we were on the air.
But the weird thing about North Carolina, though, like, because Indianapolis city, like their cities feel more condensed. This is like, well, if I play in like Hammond on Friday, I could probably play in Michigan City on
Saturday
because it's so far apart.
It
but
is.
We all kind of consider it the same area, but then getting people to go out. So
there's some different challenges with
any entertainment product versus in like a city where you just either you can or you can't play.
Right. We found in Baltimore too when we were living there, the opportunities were not scarce. There were a ton of opportunities, but we went to high school with a band called All Time Low that is tremendously popular now, and that's great for them. But when we were coming up, they got all the opportunities, and we were left fighting for scraps with 1,000 other local bands.
So what's the history of Stop, Drop, Rewind? Well, let's start with the title, Stop, Drop, Rewind, first of all, with the...
We need to come up with like a fake story that
came to us in a dream.
Yes.
There you go.
I was having a nature experience and I transcended out of my body. It doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
I just thought it was a cool name.
That's fine. I mean...
And that kind of name was at the time because we came up with it in like 2008. But now we're like the first five or six pages of Google if you type in Stop, Drop, Rewind, boom, it's just my face pops up and nothing else. So we're just going to stay. I mean, we're the only one.
Well, and that's good. So tell me a little bit the history starting in Maryland and what you did there and how it came here.
Okay.
Because it's long.
How long you got? we have about more than a half hour to fill.
Okay, perfect.
Well, cool. 3 hours later.
The condensed version it is then. So I had a drum set. My dad plays guitar.
Okay.
And I wanted to play drums, but I played guitar to make him happy as well. So he bought me a drum set. We had a friend with a guitar. I told Chris, you're our bassist now. He said, can I play keys? And I said, no.
Do you, though?
Enough.
Not well.
Enough. If he had started when he was 10, he'd be pretty good by now.
I did take piano lessons when I was like 5 or 6.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yep.
But so it started with Chris's piano lessons when he was 5 or 6.
and then we both played recorder in elementary school.
Did.
We were extremely
we
cool
recorder.
And maybe did all-county recorder.
Together, but not we didn't know each other yet.
Yeah. Don't tell anybody that, though.
No.
Don't put that on the radio, for sure.
Okay, we'll have to cut that out.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Edit that in post.
So, yeah, we had a band when we were about 11 called CFS. We played a lot of Blink-182 and Ramones covers and then started kind of writing our original stuff. That was sort of always our mission, was to have original songs. And no one told us that it was okay to have two songs that were kind of the same, so we've made it our mission to make every song different from the last one.
We really paid for that.
So is that why you gravitated then toward the English degree? Do you write
our lyrics.
Poetry and
all of our
all
lyrics
of it?
I write. Yeah. And I've tried my hand at some short form, like short stories and stuff. I don't have the patience for anything long form. But mostly at this point, it's just lyrics. That's all I have time for. That's my whole creative outlet.
Well, lyrics are poetry.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Very much so. Well, Rodgers Hammerstein is a great poet coming up. Hey, we're listening to Stop, Drop, Rewind, Chris Lone and DJ Crenson. They're here on Art on the Air, WVP, 103.1 FM. And we are going to listen to some of their music later. So you're the lyricist, and how's the music formed? That's always a good question when you have separate people. Is this kind of a collaboration, or one person comes in and says, hey, I've got some licks?
Yes. Usually somebody comes in with at least a nugget of an idea.
Right.
And then we kind of collaborate from there. I frequently write a lot of the music. Well, I guess you've been writing a lot of music too lately.
We work together on
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Nothing. If I come in with an idea, or if Chris comes in with an idea, the song that when it's finished will not always resemble that, and it will be much more of a collaborative product by yeah. the time it's done.
Do you want to say the thing because Andy's not here?
No, say the thing because Andy's not
here. Oh, okay. So, yeah, we try out different versions of the songs like over and over. You hear bands talk about like, oh, we went in the studio and we wrote 30 songs and the album is like 9 songs, and you're wondering, where did they all go? Our process is not like that. We do not complete songs and then scrap them. We, like when we did the album last year, Element and Aftermath was our 2018 full length.
Such a great name.
There's 10 songs on that. We probably wrote, I don't know, 15 or 16 songs worth of material, but they don't all, we can't play like, there's not like 6 other songs that would have been on there that we cut.
Oh, all right.
It's you know, a bridge here, an intro. Right.
Yeah, we tried different arrangements and different sections. So it ends up taking us a long time to write music because Andy says we put it through the
grinder.
The grinder. He likes to say the grinder. Andy, if you're listening, we said the grinder thing.
There you go. Well, tell us about your two other bandmates, by the way. You have Andy Sutton and Matt Alley.
Yes.
So tell us how they came to the band. And then I think after that, we'll listen to one of their
sure.
cuts.
That'd be great.
You talk about Andy. I want to talk about Matt.
Okay. Well, Andy is a man of many hats.
He
literally.
Does have a lot of hats.
He owns many hats. he also does a lot of things. He is extremely involved in music in the area. We do the Sutton Music Company together. He's our drummer. I think I left that part out. But he grew up around the area. He went to Boone Grove for high school. Mm. And he went to Columbia College in Chicago. Knock, knock. for college. And he plays with all kinds of local and regional and national acts. And we also run a jazz jam every week in Cherrillville. Which is open jam. So if you play jazz or you like jazz.
Wow. We've been trying to get jazz started in Michigan City. Slow.
Hey, I know some guys.
I
know some guys who do lots and lots of jazz.
I would love to start.
It's me.
I know.
I'm a professional.
What kind of jazz?
We do a lot of straight ahead. We okay. also get into fusion-ish
okay.
type stuff. So we do, we play with... Carl Cohen and Marco Villarreal,
okay.
big, oh,
huge
yeah.
name guys around the area sometimes. We can 50% hang, I would say,
all
with
right.
them, which is a feat already. But, you know, they're like
yeah,
serious
Marco's.
Heavy hitters.
Oh, gosh.
Out of his mind.
Yeah.
And it's always a great pleasure to play with them and learn things from them when they play with us. So we do tunes they like to do as well, which is more... in like that fusion or hypermodern. Carl did a lot of the Hal Leonard transcriptions. He did a Coltrane book. So if you open up like a Coltrane book of Coltrane solos, Carl's name's in there. And I'm pretty sure he's done some Brecker Brothers stuff. So Michael Brecker, the really famous tenor sax player, he's got all those licks down. So,
well, all of that's present in your music, like the blending of genres and the, it's
yes.
like very fluid though. It's really,
And that we try to make it make sense,
yeah.
And because and so we don't try to incorporate a ton of elements that we're not totally versed in. Of course, I hear things that I'm like, "That's really cool," and then like try to sound like that, and it lands sometimes.
well, the rock stuff is good.
Yeah, the rock stuff and the jazz stuff, or the jazz influences tend to land because that's what we're most familiar with. We do listen to a lot of different kinds of music across the band. Matt admitted he listens to like only country music basically the other day, so he's kicked out.
we were talking alt country indulgences on our duo gig.
So tell us about Matt while we're watching
sure.
his name up.
Matt is a college dropout. no, he has multiple jazz degrees, multiple ethnomusicology degrees, and then stopped short of his PhD. So we
wow.
like to roast him for that. He is an educator at the Hammond School for the
Hammond
Arts.
Hammond Academy for Performing Arts.
At Morton.
Yeah. He teaches guitar and theory there. And he came to us very recently. Our guitar player, Josh, who is on Element and Aftermath, he left shortly after it was released, and I don't exactly know how we found Matt. He just kind of found us.
I think he took guitar lessons from our friend Nick Kazonis, or he knows Nick Kazonis.
Oh, Nick is so wonderful.
He's the best.
Oh,
yes,
my
is.
Gosh. Nick.
Nick's like the best guy.
Mm-hmm.
I play with him a lot
oh.
as well. We have a monthly at the Track Lounge in Crown Point, and he also is on our jazz jam.
Oh, Oh, you know, he played when we first opened, and
oh, really?
I haven't seen him since. It's just, but boy,
do you have anything
so
released
powerful.
On the more pure jazz thing under different?
We do not.
You not? Is that something you might think about doing?
That's something we are doing.
You are doing.
You anticipate it? Yes. Andy and I, and I think Jacoby Berry, who is our vibes player, will be doing. Will be like the main rhythm section for it, and then we're going to have some different horn players and some piano players and stuff.
Oh gosh, Arthur Lyman is like one of I have all of Arthur Lyman's vibe.
Oh wow,
vibraphone albums.
Who just came the Jazz Fest this year was a vibe. It was I wasn't able to go because I had to play, but they had a like the guy Stefan Harris was the guest the big guest at
Jazz Fest
this year. Although Marco did a band too with Frank Russell, the great bass player out of Chicago. The one night too, and did all his tunes, which I have played some of those. They're not easy. You are extremely sweaty the entire time, and it's really fun.
Back to Matt Alley. He came from South Carolina then.
He did. Yes, he's a region transplant as well.
So, and he's an ABD, what we call, all but dissertation to get his doctorate. So, well, why don't we cue up their next song? This is number 7, Yellow Roses.
Yellow Roses.
And,
do you want to do that one first?
Yeah, I was going to play the new
all
single.
All right, do that one.
Okay, the new single. This is off what CD?
So for this year, we're not releasing an album in the traditional sense. We're doing a series of singles out every 2 months for the rest of the year with an accompanying audiovisual element. Everyone has spent the past couple of years telling us the album is dead, the album is dead. So we did a full length and we got that done. And now we're trying to give people...
I like the whole idea of it. I think it keeps all the energy going and...
Yes.
And at the end of the year, they'll have an album.
Right, yeah. Sure.
But...
Okay, so set us up. This is...
This is called Floating Stone, and it has great artwork by Andy's wife, Anna Sutton, who does our photography and all of our graphic design. So check that out. It's on our website, stopdroprewind.com, and of course, all over our Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. It is black and white, and it's an octopus, and we like it a lot. People said hashtag iconic on the internet, so that was extremely cool. This is kind of a different song for us, so we led with it for the year. Do you have anything interesting to say about it?
No, I think you pretty much got it. This is Floating Stone.
Okay, here we go.
I can speak, but I... is a course that you can't climb to. You never see the picture that's behind you. Sometimes hurts to try to
And that Stop, Drop, Rewind on their newest single that they're doing. They're actually releasing, instead of an album, individual singles throughout the year. So you can hear a progression of music that, like DJ said, will eventually probably become an album. So I'm not sure the album is dead. There's enough old-timers like me that like albums and a collection of music. But
including
I know
me.
The
yeah, us too. We much prefer to hear an artist's full vision.
Exactly. It's kind of neat, the album concept. I think it might still be around a
I
little
like
bit.
I like this method of getting to it, though.
No, yeah, it's just like well, it's actually kind of it's it. Kind of like how records used to be released. They used to release a series of singles and build it into an album, mm-hmm. and then albums became the thing, like late '60s and '70s, as the main thing to release. And so maybe we're going back to an old model of how to do things. So,
yeah, it's a cycle.
It kind of came back around to that, not because of the forces from there. I like that people aren't stuck with CD. Like where, like in the 90s, you were pretty much, you had to do a full length and it was like a CD and it was $13 or whatever. They sold it at like Best Buy and stuff.
Right.
And there was not a lot of flexibility. Now you can do your own thing, which I think is better for art. The knock-on effects of people just have to do singles and get stuff out is a little eh, but... More choices for artists is better.
Yeah, that's true. And of course, engineering has become so much simpler. You can almost do your own mixing and things like that. You know, I ran a small recording studio in the 60s into the early 60s, 70s into the early 80s. Of course, that was all reel-to-reel and everything. Mm-hmm. But it's a different vision and actually much more creative now, what you can do and everything. And you don't have to worry about the consumption of expensive tape. And
correct.
Because even back then, tape, you know, you're buying a reel, a 10-inch reel of tape, and you know, you're spending a huge amount of money on that.
Oh,
so.
My God.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, not for digital. We got infinite storage space basically now.
Yeah, I know. And I have a whole bunch of reels in my storage. So you guys do a duo act at times too, right?
We do.
Yes.
And we've been playing together forever. We might as well monetize it a little.
So where do you do that at? Where can you hear the... Would you have a name for that or you just go by...
Chris and DJ.
Chris and DJ.
Or Stop, Drop, Rewind or Chris and DJ from Stop, Drop, Rewind. Okay. Really consistent.
Sure.
Yeah.
But consistency is important in branding.
It is. That's why I made the joke of we're not consistent with that at all. It depends. I do pick what to call it depending on what we're going to play. If we're only going to play a short thing and play only Stop, Drop, Rewind songs, I just call it Stop, Drop, Rewind because like, right. we're going to play all the songs.
It's going to be all our stuff.
Yeah. If we play for like 4 hours and we play... 890 songs and 80 songs, I'm probably just going to call it Chris and DJ because that's not really what we do, right? But we know like a million songs, so we didn't even play half the songs we know because nobody else knows all the songs that you and me learned growing up. So we know like 8,000 songs, we only play like four of them.
We'll be at Duffy's the third Wednesday of every month here in Valpo.
I have the whole calendar right here.
Why don't you give us a rundown on the calendar real quick?
Let me give you the rundown of the... actually, today's very exciting. We can talk about this in a second. We will be in New Glarus, Wisconsin for a New Glarus Music Festival tonight from 8 to 11. So if you are beaming this from space really, really far away in Wisconsin, come see us outside of Madison.
We are streaming, you know, online.
Yes. Well, welcome to the internet. Cool. We'll be at Cronies in Couts tomorrow with the full band from 9 to 1, although DJ will not be able to be at that one now. It's extenuating circumstances. We're talking about the duo, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Next Saturday, June 1st, Matt and I will be at Regent Ale in Cherrville doing some Stop Drop Rewind songs and also the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s material. We had a couple more festivals after that. The next duo date for me and DJ is June 19th. We'll be at Duffy's because it is the third Wednesday of every month right here at Duffy's Place in Valparaiso, Indiana. We are there from 7 to 10. Did I mention it's every month? It's the third Wednesday. It's free.
And then actually on June 22nd, I will be doing a very rare solo gig at the Michigan City Makers Fair.
Oh, yay.
Yep, I'll excellent. Be there 6 to 8. They wanted the whole band. I was the only one that was available. So they got me.
There you go. By the way, we're listening to Stop, Drop, Rewind on WVLP 103.1 FM, and it's Art on the Air, which is heard on Fridays at 11 and repeated on Monday at 5 p.m. So I think we have time for at least one more song and right. maybe a few follow-ups. So what are we going to do next here?
Okay, we're going to do
Yellow Roses.
Yellow Roses. Yes.
And give me a little background on that. That's from one of your older album releases. No, I say older,
not
2018.
So old.
Yeah, last year. That was from our full-length Element and Aftermath came out last year. This song, while we were recording the album, we had the music for it. It was done. I was having trouble writing the lyrics, and I had to travel to Maryland, much like I do this weekend, for a pair of funerals, one for one of my best friends from high school who passed away suddenly, and one for my grandmother who passed away much less suddenly, but still, you know, was sad. And so this song is about my travel from Baltimore for these funerals and just the feeling of living far away from so many people that I care about.
And while we get that queued up, we're looking at some of the other things you're doing down the road here in Michigan City and things like that. Well, here's a question I always ask. What's your real job? Because sometimes you don't make a living doing music all the time.
Right. We missed one in Michigan City to talk about too, so we'll loop back to that. But okay. I am a professional musician.
Okay, so that's what you do full time.
Yes, it is what I do full time. I have a part time job at Panera here in Valparaiso.
Okay,
I spend more time playing music and teaching music than doing that, though. So music is my full time job, and then I have a part time job that maybe gives me health insurance.
Okay. Oh, there you go.
So yeah.
Okay, I think we have Yellow Roses ready to go. Here we go.
All right, here we go.
No greeting half as sweet as the black gold sky the last time I passed by. One foot in Pennsylvania, the other marking time. What's happened can't drive past it. Crossing that old line. Spent the lead up telling stories. Another round of missed memorials. Didn't believe when you said that we were all just whitewashed tombs. I'd never thought much about it. Not a man, just a grain of sand upon these ever-changing dunes. Gonna have to get by without it, without it. Garden used to grow.
Wish I didn't mean when I said that it was sometimes hard to speak. Must have been hard to look past it. So impressed every small success from the outside sounded such a dream. Still can't explain it, my lack of reaction. Didn't believe when you said that we were all just whitewashed tombs. I'd never thought much about it. Not a man, just a grain of sand upon these ever-changing dunes. Gonna have to get by without it, without it. Fine, but I can't believe how many times the letter I has come out of my mouth. And if I die here on the road, my body burns, my ashes blow to the east and slightly south. Over the trees, the changing leaves, late summer breeze will carry me until it sets me down. My home below the gridlocked roads, the yellow roses taking root inside familiar. Your house down by the tracks, we used to walk, guitars on our backs. I'd call, you'd finally respond. But I'm alive here on the road, my pulse and brake light traffic slow. I should have stayed where I be, I should have stayed where I be. She says it's fine, but I can't believe how many times the letter I has come out of my mouth. And if I die here on the road, my body burns, my ashes blow to the east and slightly south. Out by your house, down by the tracks, we used to walk, guitars on our backs. I call, you finally respond. But I'm alive here on the road, and my pulse and brake light traffic's slow. I should have stayed where I be, I should have stayed where I be.
And that was Stop, Drop, and Rewind. And that was from the Element and Aftermath 2018 release album, Yellow Roses. And so that was actually DJ's contribution, wasn't it? Mostly.
Actually, I think Chris wrote the entirety of the music for
this. Oh, okay. So I got that. Now, you have another place you were going to say that you're playing at that we missed on the rundown there.
Yes, we'll be in... DJ has a doubleheader in Michigan City that weekend in June. We will be doing the duo, Chris and DJ, at Zorn Brewing Company on the 21st from 8 to 11.
Okay.
We had an extremely rowdy time the last time we were there, and it was super fun.
It's a beautiful place.
Yeah, it was very cool. Mm-hmm. And then there's like that loft, and I didn't really see there's a bunch of people up there. And we did one like early 2000s like pop punk song that we like, and a bunch of people on the top thing like all came to the front and they like danced the rest of the set. So then there was a bunch of people who maybe aren't familiar with all that stuff that were sitting in the bottom enjoying the rest of the set, and they whatever, they're fine. The last like 20 minutes was us shouting like Taking Back Sunday and like Fall Out Boy songs at people and Blink-182 songs at people, and like a bunch of girls on the top like all dancing and singing along, and then a bunch of like people like our parents' age and sitting and staring at us like, I don't know any of these songs.
Were they dancing anyway?
They had a good time. They were singing and clapping along. And
yeah, we did the first 2.5 hours for them, last half hour for the people upstairs.
Yeah. But it's a cool spot, and we're glad. We've got a couple of dates throughout the year there, so we'll be excited to be back. I'm doing jazz there in October, I believe. And then you and I, have three dates.
I believe we do.
Through the rest of the year there.
Good.
So you guys are a busy group. You're actually doing lots of gigs. It's all over.
We try.
And you can find that, give us your website again where we can find that out, and or Facebook.
StopDropRewind.com. We'll have...
Okay. Do you have the periods in that, or it's all
one
together?
No, it's all one word. If you just Google Stop, Drop, Rewind and then click on anything, it will be us. You'll see my face staring at you. We are on any streaming service that you use to find music. So Apple Music, Google Play, iTunes, while that still exists. Spotify, of course, is the one I always forget, and that's the biggest one.
Pandora.
You can make your own Stopdrop Rewind Pandora station, and any of the smaller kind of more niche ones, we should be on there. If we're not, and you like it, hit me up, and I'll get us on that one. Of course, Bandcamp, stopdroprewind.bandcamp.com, we're on there, and you can download our entire old discography for free.
I think that's the only place besides our website you can get our Christmas album.
That is correct. It's also the only place you can find our 2012 EP, Part of the Whole. I think that's available for free, or like pay what you want. And also our 2014
digital release.
Yeah, called Smoke Signals.
So, wow, you've got a lot out there then.
We do. Our two demos are nowhere to be found. You have to know me, and maybe I like you, and maybe I'll send it to you. They're pretty bad.
Well, you know, it's always music is such an evolution and everything like that. So, any final thoughts before we're going to play out with what's the your cut off the Element and Aftermath?
It will be Sexual Deviant, which is the closing track, and it was actually the first one we wrote for the album.
Okay, very good. Well, any final thoughts?
I think we covered everything.
We're going to go drink some beers in Wisconsin.
There you go. Yeah, you're heading right out of here.
We are. So. We've got a festival this weekend, and we'll be at Swale Music Festival in Michigan City on the 8th, and River Scene Music Festival in Bay City, Michigan on the 7th of June. Some big weekends coming up.
So you've been listening to Art on the Air. We'd like to thank our guests today from Stop Drop. We won half of that band, Chris Sloan and DJ Crenson, and found out we have some commonality in our background there.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. Art on the Air is heard every Friday, 11 a.m., and rebroadcast Mondays at 5 p.m. I'm one of your hosts, Larry Brechner, right alongside Esther Golden. I always like to thank Greg Kovach for helping us out here as station manager.
Completely.
If you're interested in being a guest or sending us information about your arts-related event, music, or anything like that appear on here, please email us at artontheair@wvlp@gmail.com. That's artontheair@wvlp@gmail.com. On June 7th, we'll have Greg Hertzlieb and Corey Heigelberg talking about the new exhibit at the Brouwer Museum. And next week, we have a special encore presentation where we combined a Dunes theme thing, we're talking about the Houses of Tomorrow with Teresa Badovich and Robin Carriasso and Eve Wierzbicki from Dig the Dunes. So hope you tune in then for our thing. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Be safe out there and everything. So,
all right. Aloha, everyone.
Thanks, guys.
Sexual deviant, you only want to know who's watching you. Smile, show your teeth. Behind every curtain's an open door. We're not for you anymore. That's good enough if it bears repeating. So shiny, sparkling, clean. Sexual deviant, you only want to know who's watching you. Smile, show you.